What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name is Erin. I'm calling from Brevard County, Florida. So I have two stories that I want to tell you about. One is when I was about 8 or 9 years old. My dad works at the Kennedy Space Center. And he had Take Your Child to Work Day. This is before 2001, before the terrorist attacks. So parents could bring their kids in for Take Your Kid to Work Day. And I got to, you know, do the really cool kid things, like have your name on a shuttle tile and, you know, I got like little memorabilia things. At the end of the day, my dad and I, he took me out onto Patrick Air Force Base or Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, I should say, where the Apollo 1 site was. And that is it's a protected place. It's remaining in place. They're not doing anything to it to prevent it from falling apart. It's just, if it falls apart, it falls apart. That's it. So we went out there, and I was, of course, 8 or 9 years old, and I was like, Dad should really be out here. And he's like, yeah, fine. So there's that. So we went out there. And we got to, you know, walk underneath it and walk underneath the structure that held, you know, the testing stuff and, you know, where the astronauts actually died. And I heard, like, very, like, screaming. And I felt like every part of my body was just on fire. Like, I was just so hot. And yes, it's Florida, and yes, Florida's hot, but this was like an unremarkable hot. So, and I told my dad, I said, do you hear that? And he's like, no, I didn't hear anything. And I'm like, they're screaming. I said, someone is screaming. He's like, I don't hear anything. He's like, and there's nobody out here but us. And because, I mean, it's far away from like all the buildings, very far away from everything else. And so you like, you have to know where it is to go there, and you have to have like a specific, you know, you have to have a badge and stuff like that. So I just said, I can't stay here. I can't, we have to go. We have to go. And so I left. We went home, and this year, 2018, I went on a tour. A bus tour. They opened up to the general public, I should say. It's for those who pay extra money for the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex to, you know, you get to go and see the old launch sites from the old rockets and stuff like that, from Gemini, Apollo, Mercury, you know, that kind of thing. So I went out there again. And this was, I'm 26 now. That was when I was 8. And it was, the amount of decay that had happened, and it's very rusted. You can't go underneath it anymore because there's a fence around the actual part of it that, you know, things are falling down. It's falling apart, so you can't go underneath it. But I still felt like my skin was just on fire. It felt so hot. And apparently that is pretty common out there to hear the screaming of the three astronauts. So that was my first ever encounter. My second one was when I was about 13 years old. My parents have a van, and it was parked towards the road. So it was in, just pointed towards the road, like in our side yard, so you could see down the street. And I was sitting in the van, you know, messing around, whatever. And I looked out the front window, or the windshield, and I saw a little boy. It's see-through kid. And he was holding a little teddy bear. And he waved at me. And then I waved back. Which was like, okay, there's a kid in the street. This isn't good. So I watch him. After he waves at me, he turns and he walks through the wall of my neighbor's house. And I just said, what just happened? And I went inside and I told my parents that there was a little boy in the street, and he was creepy, and I couldn't see him. And he went walked through the wall, and my parents were like, you're imagining things. You're crazy. So that's how that went. But the little boy, what I believe that little boy was down a couple blocks away from me, a little boy around the age of, I think he was like 4 or 5 or 6, somewhere around that very small age. He got hit by an ice cream truck and he unfortunately died. And by his memorial right next to his house, there was a little teddy bear that was just there. His parents had left it there. Just as, you know, like a memorial, you know, what have you. And, you know, I would drive by that every day when, like, my mom was taking me to go to school, or we were going to, like, the store or something. We would drive past that house, and I would always see the teddy bear. And after I saw the little boy, the teddy bear was gone. Now, obviously, something could have taken it, someone could have stolen it, whatever. But I truly believe that the little boy took the teddy bear away. So those are my two stories. If you want to use it for the show, go ahead. That'd be great. I love listening to you guys. I've never called in before, so I just wanted to, you know, call you and tell you what's going on, or what my stories are. And I hope you guys use this for the show. I'll be listening in to see if you do. So I hope you guys have a great day or a great night, and thank you so much. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.